USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The crowd cheers as President Trump leaves the hospital briefly, waving from an SUV. Earlier, he tweeted out a video.
I learned a lot about COVID. I learned it by really going to school. This is the real school. This isn't the let's read the book school. And I get it, and I understand it.
The big question now is who in the high ranks of government may have been exposed to COVID-19. The president's national security advisor says efforts are ongoing. Robert O'Brien says the White House medical staff is working to find out through contact tracing if top government officials are at risk. On CBS's Face the Nation, he said, in the meantime,
people are getting tested on a regular basis. I've seen a number of my colleagues here this morning who've tested negative for three or four straight days in a row.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.